get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to sea.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to On the Town with Mikey D here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got another couple hours ahead. One more big thank you to Main Era for coming in and chatting with me in the last hour. And coming up in 25 minutes, we're going to have Sophie Whiting with Chase Allardyce playing an acoustic set in here. And then an hour after that, we're going to have Tongue Love playing live in Studio D. And then I'm going to be chatting with them. It's going to be a lot of chatting, going to be a lot of great, great local music. And on that note, we're going to have, I'm probably going to butcher this artist name, Zaya from Lowell. This song is called The Levant.
Deep sea, 1,000 feet below my breath. Thank you.
right, that last song was just Cilantro with Shoebox Bird. Before that, we had a new one from Goodwin. That song was called Lean. And before that, another new song. That was Foxy Grandpa with Blue Jay. And Chase from Foxy Grandpa just walked by my little window into the hallway, and he will be joining Sophie Whiting here for an acoustic session in about 10 minutes. So stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. And coming up next, we're going to have a song from Dinos.
circled in the saltless sea, driving to the eye of the harvest. Bit my lip, overheard you liked me. Shoes kicked off in the motel bed. Mayfly shuddered in the screen. Hollowed cedar bangs into my head. Let's see if there's something on the TV. Kept it ever since. Pastels, bone shells, all I let slip. But I wish I missed you and the venison. God, I wish I missed you and the touch of your rough skin. Laid on your lap in the backseat, choking my words into your shirt sleeve. Kiss my cheek, made me feel like a prom queen. Kiss my cheek and my skin stained grenadine. Sleeping on your shoulder in shotgun. Ice on the maple trees. You say you miss the heat and the warm sun. Mixed trace in the freckles on my knees. Called me Liz, I've kept it ever since. Father's cigar stamped on your wrist. But I wish I missed you. She'll say you've grown, make a notch in the doorway. Drink with the grotesques in the arcade. Farm for sale south of town if you wanna stay. Train blows past the house you used to live in. There's a family in the kitchen with two little kids. No more cigarettes littered on the front porch. I'm a candle in the wind and you're a blowtorch.
That last song was Kingpin by a friend of the program's. That was The Nut, who played an acoustic set here a month ago or so. And it was a blast having her. And that was just her first single release. That was Kingpin. Before that, Ben Weatherby with Camp 14, Nurse Joy with Hypno Ray, and Dinos with The Nightlife Exotic. And now I am joined by Sophie Whiting and Chase Allardyce. Do you guys want to say hello?
Hi.
Woo! All right. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm really excited for this.
Me too. All right. And I need to do a PSA. Sure. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods, with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org, a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And on that note, have you ever been to Suffolk Downs up in Revere?
I hate planes.
Yeah, boo planes.
I have not, no.
And neither have I.
Really interesting venue. It's like right on the beach, right next to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I saw King Gizzard there Monday night.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, oh, so good. but airplanes all night just flying by.
Annoying. During the show?
The music was louder.
Oh,
like
yeah.
During very quiet bits, if a plane happened to fly overhead, then you'd be like, oh yeah, we're near an airport.
Yeah, that is really annoying.
Yeah.
But it kind of added to the ambiance.
Suffolk Downs and where? Revere, you said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was like south of Boston, but no, yeah. It's up in Revere. It was a racetrack horse. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. But that sucks.
Yeah, no, I honestly liked it. It definitely added to the vibe.
Hmm.
Honestly. And like rain during concerts usually sucks, but the rain is perfect. All right.
That's good.
But I digress. This is about you guys. So how are you doing? Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Sophie Whiting. I am a singer-songwriter. I'm originally from LA. I'm moving back to LA. I'm driving across the country starting on Sunday. So I'll be heading back. I just graduated. What about you, Chase?
Woohoo! I'm Chase. I was just here a few weeks ago playing in a band called Muzak. And I play in a band called Foxy Grandpa. I also play in a band called Ski Club. I'm a guitar player. I'm a singer. I'm a guitarist. I already said guitar player. Songwriter. drummer occasionally. Side person in this
Yeah,
instance.
We get it.
Reeling me in. I'm filling in for an unnamed soul who may make a referential appearance later in this program. But... yes, I'm very happy to be here. Max's lovely mustache is keeping me wonderful company right now.
That sounds dirty, Chase. But you know, my mustache is always here to keep you company. Mm. And on that note, do you want to start us off with a song?
Yeah, I will start us off with a song called "Still Here." I'm going to play this solo. So,
all right.
Shut up, Chase.
you got it, boss. Right.
I never liked goodbyes. It seems so silly that they made me cry. I've seen folks leave and I held back screams, but you'll still be here at the end of the night. We're up talking till morning light. You don't have to touch me, and that's all right, 'cause you feel so safe and I want you to stay. And you'll still be here at the end of the night. It's so new to feel loved and not used. I think I'll let myself sink into you. But you'll have to go eventually, and it won't hurt if you promise me, as you take my hand, make me understand, you'll be back just as soon as you can. And still be here, you'll still be here at the end of night.
throat was clogged up that whole song. Waiting to do that. All right, let's do this next one.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
This next song is called Too Late Now.
Sorry if it's noisy. All right, ready? One, two, three.
Spend way too much time letting you engulf my mind, and it's too late now to start again. You wanna keep trying to pretend, thinking we can still.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Chase. That was, yowza.
Yowza.
Somewhat of a poet, you know, they say, around these parts.
Yeah. Sophie, how long have you been making music?
I've been, like, doing music since I was, like, a little small child. But I started writing songs when I was, 13, and funnily enough, I think the first song that I like wrote, quote unquote, was a rewrite of the Taylor Swift song from like the first Hunger Games.
Oh, classic.
Music album. I think it was called Safe and Sound. I had a friend in middle school, and she and I like did a rewrite of that song.
What was
I don't
it
even.
Called?
Huh?
What was it called?
Oh, it was just like, we just like. I don't know. We just like rewrote the lyrics and it was just really silly. But yeah, I've been writing songs since then. I have a degree in songwriting, so I'm a freaking expert, apparently.
What's the secret?
Be awesome.
don't think about it too much.
Nice.
So yeah. I've been doing this for a while.
Very nice. And you are leaving this weekend, yeah?
Yes.
Well, I'm really glad that I caught you before you left.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I usually ask my guests if they have any upcoming gigs. Do you have anything planned to play when you're back home?
I am going to be looking into probably planning some gigs because a song I will play later, I'm planning on releasing soon, so I'd like to do like a little release show. But I don't have a date for that. I'm still working on it. So we'll see. But there will definitely be stuff going on in LA.
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
And let's see, I've got a handful of questions left for the asking. But do you want to play another song first?
Yeah, which one do you want to do?
Let's do the dog song.
Oh, Pippi. You know me. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. This song is actually going to, when it is released, it will actually be called Tashi's Lullaby. It's a little ditty I wrote for my very old dog back home in California. I've had her since I was 11 years old. I can't believe she's made it with me all the way through college. And I'm very excited to see her when I go home. So, this is for you, Tashi.
Pour one out.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Yep.
I don't know where you came from. I don't know where you've been. Open the door and you wanna run, but I'll bring you home again. You're laying out in the hot sun, and I'm sitting here in my chair. You got a pretty bad haircut, but I don't really care. Wrap your soft little legs round my head, fall asleep in my arms. You're getting old and I'm leaving for college. Remember me while I'm gone. Keeping watch by the front door, keeping all of us safe. You are the home that I long for when I'm far away. And you're not the best at making new friends, but you take care of your own. And we let the others walk up ahead, and I don't mind walking slow. Wrap your soft little legs around my head, fall asleep in my arms. You're getting old and I'm leaving for college. Remember me while I'm gone. You're getting old, but I'll be back real soon. Wait for me till I'm home. I think she would have loved that. I think Tashi would have loved that.
Oh man, that last chord was crunchy.
Everything is intentional.
Yeah. Crunchy like a milk bone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is Tashi spelled with an I?
Yes, it's like Tashi of the Challengers movie. Which she was, I think the lead character in Challengers is named Tashi. I haven't seen the movie. But, that's the only other time I've heard that name. But, yes, Tashi with an I.
Cool.
You named that dog 11 years before that movie came out.
Yes.
Very nice. Let's see. Do you have any musical heroes?
Evan Seplik.
Evan's pretty good. I don't know if I'd say musical hero, but I'm definitely inspired by him. I have listened to a lot of women in folk of like the 60s and 70s. So I love like Vashti Bunyan and Tia Blake, who we will be covering a little bit later. What's that German lady? Sybil Bayer. She's got one album. Her son like found the tapes in their attic, like
gave it to Boston legend Jay Maskus to release.
I didn't realize that. But yeah, she's got one album from like the 60s or the 70s or something. And it's beautiful. It's incredible. It's called The Color Green, I believe. But yeah.
I hear that in these songs.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm super inspired by all that. So, yeah.
And beyond, you know, folk from the 70s and 60s, where do you like to go either genre-wise or strategically when you're looking for new music?
I went to Berkeley, so I'm surrounded by incredible artists and musicians and stuff, so just like my surroundings, you know, Foxy Grandpa, Muzak, you know, all of these local bands.
Man, you ain't listening to those bands.
yes I do. But yeah, so, you know, there's lots of new music to learn from other people. I gotta say, though, people who are promoting their music on, like, Instagram, and I don't know what their marketing tactics are, but I am reeled in. I gotta, like, get on that, especially as somebody who's about to start releasing music. But I've actually, like, discovered a lot of, like, musicians and artists that I'm, like, super into, like, from an ad or something.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, good for them.
What was the most recent one that you found?
There's a band called Marmalade Mountain that I really enjoy. I think that was kind of the first one that comes to mind. But I actually, back in like early high school, I discovered, not discovered, wow, but I found Mac DeMarco from an Instagram ad.
That's awesome. Anthropology major. Can you believe that?
So that's kind of, it's funny how it kind of works out like that. But yeah, some of my favorite artists I have found through like music marketing tactics, which I think great for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's working, guys. Keep it up.
I was just looking through my playlist from today because I know that there was some band on here that maybe Goodwin. I think Goodwin. Goodwin mm-hmm. popped up on my Instagram ads like yesterday.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's why I found Little Fuss.
Oh, like, really? Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they're playing a gig like this Saturday. Oh, mm-hmm. cool. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, I think, you know, social media is not my favorite thing, but I think this is definitely one of the really good positives that has come out of it, yeah, is kind of the sharing.
We have a lot of friends who are like really good at it too, like that we gig with all the time, and I really admire like friends of ours who like can do it in a way that's both ironic yet I still enjoy the content, and also the music is good, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah it's definitely a balancing act
for sure, like
staying genuine, having good music, and like maybe not caring about it as much as, or not seeming like you care about it as much as you maybe do. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole social media thing's tough.
It scares me. it really scares me. But yeah, we all got to do it.
Someday we'll all have publicists and we won't need to.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Ooh, AI publicists? No, boo, boo.
Boo, 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 yeah.
Give it to me.
Hey, Siri. No. Oh, don't listen to me. Stop.
Hey Siri, can you master this song?
honestly, the music AI stuff is pretty crazy.
Yeah, really, it's come scary. A long way. It's really scary to me, but
Well, let's get as far away from that as possible. Let's hear something brand new, or not brand new, but let's hear something live and fresh and real and human.
Yes. You know, this is a great jumping off point. Let's do Pages of You.
Yes.
Let's see if you get the book metaphor. I've been told it's a, you know.
It's a zinger.
It's a zinger. Sure, yeah. All right, let me know when you're ready, Chase.
Yeah, let's. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
Was there a time we were really just friends? And I can't seem to turn you back in. Your book I can't finish. Gotta notice you're long overdue. I'm still flipping through pages of you. Margins filled with my scribblings in blue. You're a book I can never get through. Nothing ever changes. I hate the way it ends. I let you get my hopes up when we're tangled in bed, and I wanna pretend you didn't leave me for dead. I get stuck on the way we began. I try desperately to understand all the lies you spun full of romance. You're a book that I just have to end. You're a book that I just have to end. You're a book that I just have to end. Yeah.
That's very good.
Thanks.
And Tongue Love already sounds great.
Yes. Yo, shout out, I'm playing with them in like 2 days. Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you, is that an above ground or a DIY?
That's
a secret
Cuckfest. That's Cuckfest.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Cuckfest.
Yeah. So very good. Spontaneous celebrations.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Pull up. It's, I think I'm playing at like 3 p.m., but Tongue Love is at some point like later on in the afternoon. So, yeah, it'll be fun. But spontaneous celebrations. If you know, you know, I ain't going to snitch on that Abby. Jack would kill me for doing that.
Well, it's above ground. It's legal.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean, Jules was here last week, and we went all over that.
Whether I'm doing legal things, now that's to be determined. Come find out.
Gotta love. Oh, and so if anyone has not listened to this before and doesn't know what Cuck is, it's a zine, and they hold music events, and their tagline or whatever is sharing what you love with others.
It's very much the spirit of the fest. I've played 4, I think, counting the one that I'm about to play, and that's definitely what it's like. So,
yeah,
it's a good time. It's a good mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
And Sophie's gonna be on the road.
Well, it's on Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are you leaving Sunday?
I'm leaving Sunday.
Are you gonna be a Cuck?
I'm gonna try to come. I think I'm gonna bring my dad to contest.
Yeah. So, I love that boy.
Probably listening to this right now.
Yeah, man. What's up, dude? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Thanks for the ride to the airport, by the way. What do you want to do next, Sophie?
What do you have on your list?
Gone.
Let's do Gone.
And real quick, I'm here with Sophie Whiting and Chase Allardyce. I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah, boys. Let's do it.
Okay.
Summer nights getting shorter as I go. I lost count of all the miles I strayed from you. Memories of women dancing, flying in their petticoats, and walking in the soft glow of a crescent moon. Something in the air tells me you're not really there, and I find myself relieved to be alone. And you're gone, 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 gone. Oh, you're gone, 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 gone. Oh, you're gone, 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 gone. Oh, you're gone. Hard and fast, true love doesn't always last. I cried a barrel full of tears, and that spilled over you. Pieces of me scattered like violently shattered glass, and you don't ever really know what to say or what to do. And I'm fully aware that life is rarely easy.